Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip comes from my wife, and it deals with security while you're shopping. My local police send out periodic alerts regarding thefts at grocery stores. What the thieves are doing, and the perpetrators are both male and female, is snatching purses and removing items from purses while the victims are distracted by items on the store shelves. Now, most women place their purses in the child seat of the shopping cart, or shopping trolley for those of you outside the United States. This keeps it handy and in view while you push your cart along. However, we often turn our backs to the cart when collecting items from the shelves, and that is when the thieves strike. It only takes a second and then poof! Your wallet, your cell phone, your car keys, or your entire purse is gone. It could be 20 minutes before you reach the checkout counter and discover that your wallet's missing. By then, the thief is long gone. Often the child seats in the carts have security belts to restrain the young children they're meant to hold. The tip is to use that security belt and wrap it through the straps of your purse. That way, if the thief tries to lift your purse, it is firmly attached to the cart and won't be going anywhere. The only protection against having items lifted out of your purse is to keep it closed, preferably zipped with a zipper, and not turn your back on it for any moment. If you're going to reach for an item, place your hand on the purse as you reach. So cover with the left and reach with the right. Contact and awareness are your best protections. So be aware that stores are hotbeds for pickpocketing and purse snatching, especially as we head into the heaviest shopping season of the year. Shoulder bumping in crowded stores makes it easier for the thieves. As you mingle in the crowds with the sounds of ringing in your head, put on your sheepdog eyes and ears. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
When hurricanes strike, people lose belongings, their homes, hope. This hurricane season is predicted to be severe. American Red Cross volunteers stand ready. You can help. Your $50 click on redcross.org can feed and shelter a child for a day. Text Red Cross to 90999 to give $10. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS and your $25 gift can make sure someone won't go hungry for the day. Every single donation brings hope. Text message and data rates may apply.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.